This is WUIS. Illinois' criminal justice system is increasingly being funded by the men and women who find themselves in court. At least that's the theory. In reality, many defendants can't afford to pay and are pushed into a cycle of debt that can make it hard to reintegrate with society. In our latest Illinois Issues in-depth report, Brian Mackey brings us this story on criminal justice debt.
Last fall, a McLean County judge handed down a sentence for drug possession. It was in no way extraordinary. 2 days in jail, 24 months probation, 30 hours community service. All typical for that kind of crime. The $500 base fine was also standard. Ultimately, however, the first-time offender will walk away paying, or owing, more than $3,000. That is typical, too. There are 33 separate line items the offender will have to pay. There's the base fine of $500, plus $100 for the street value of the drugs, $250 for DNA analysis, $350
for the traffic,
$172 for the $500
for the drug treatment assessment,
$100 for the Illinois State
for the drug
spinal cord injury,
$100
for the drug trauma,
$20
for the prescription drug disposal, $25
for police drug task force,
$22 for the sheriff,
$30
for the state's attorney, and $600 for probation services. That's 24 months at $25 per month. Grand total, $3,165.50.
It isn't something that a lot of people are aware of until you go through the system and you get the bill at the end.
Dave Olson is a criminologist at Loyola University Chicago.
We're like, for the privilege of staying in a county jail on weekends, I've got to pay money for that?
Olson says the growth in fees is partly due to budget pressure on government. There's also a notion that criminals have access to piles of cash. In reality, many, if not most, of the people in the criminal justice system are poor, and Olson says there are often other conditions imposed at sentencing that acknowledge that poverty.
Conditions of your supervision are you pay $1,000 in fines and you actively seek employment. So we're recognizing that you're unemployed, but we're also imposing these financial conditions on you. Do we push you to do things, or do we force your family members to start assuming a burden of your criminal activity by having to support your payment of these fines?
Of course, the policymakers who impose these fees are often doing so with good intentions.
In a suburb of St. Louis on Saturday afternoon, a police officer shot and killed an unarmed.
Died last week shortly after being wrestled to the ground by police.
The officer shooting 50-year-old Walter Scott in the back as he ran away.
The highly publicized series of incidents in which police killed unarmed black men from South Carolina to Ferguson, Missouri, led for a call to equip police with body-worn cameras.
We have to address this today versus waiting for a Ferguson to occur in our own backyards.
Kim Lightford's a Democratic state senator from Maywood in the south suburbs of Chicago.
Body cameras are a tool that can give us an eye into the truth of what actually happens between officers and suspects.
But when Lightford and her colleagues were drawing up the legislation to equip Illinois' thousands of police officers with cameras, they knew it would be expensive. And it's not like the state has cash to spare. So lawmakers decided to increase the fees paid by people convicted of crimes and traffic offenses. The fee hike would have meant an additional $175 for the McLean County offender, whose costs we totaled earlier. That proposal, by the way, is awaiting action by the governor. The problem is fines and fees can go up and up, but that doesn't mean offenders are any more able to pay. Olson, the Loyola criminologist, says eventually some things get squeezed.
The money is going to go for the body cameras and not for the domestic violence fund, or it's going to go for the body cameras but not the police training and standards boards. There's kind of a fixed amount you're going to get.
Records of that McLean County drug case show that at the time of sentencing, the offender had already paid nearly $1,000 towards fines and fees. The county applied much of that money towards its own operations, but the state police crime lab had yet to be reimbursed. And the fund for research into spinal cord injury paralysis, it was still awaiting its $5. I'm Brian Mackey.